This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The ink was barely dry on the statement from the Federal Reserve today before it became the latest political prop of this presidential election season. Republican Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee said Mr. Bernanke is, quote, beginning to do serious damage to the Fed as an institution. I'll pause here to note that 11 of the 12 members of the Federal Open Market Committee voted for the new policy today. Be that as it may, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports the Fed and presidential politics aren't exactly strangers.
The Federal Reserve is a creature of Congress, created on Capitol Hill almost 100 years ago. Stuart Hoffman is a former Fed economist, now at PNC Financial. He says Fed chairmen started staking out their independence after World War II, but it's always been a struggle.
They're like a grown-up adult. Your parents still try to influence you and give you good advice, but especially as you mature, you know, you should do what you feel best.
And resist pressure from, say, a president who wants you to juice the economy so he can get reelected. Hoffman says former Fed Chair Arthur Burns bent to that kind of pressure from President Nixon. But since then, our Fed chairmen have been more independent. Bob McTeer was president of the Dallas Fed during Alan Greenspan's term. He says, remember Greenspan's famous Fed speak?
Modest preemptive actions can obviate the need of more drastic actions at a later date.
McTeer says Greenspan was able to make everybody hear what they wanted to hear.
It was a defensive weapon, a shield, not a spear.
Cut to current chairman Ben Bernanke. He's been the target of criticism from both sides of the political aisle. He was appointed by President Bush, then reappointed by President Obama. Alan Blinder is a Princeton economist and former Fed vice chair. He says the bipartisan carping has actually helped Bernanke.
The fact that he's going to be damned if he does and damned if he doesn't incrementally makes it easier to just do the right thing.
Even Blinder says right before a presidential election. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.